Hello everyone, I welcome you today to an episode on podcast. I'm your host Dr. Kajri, MD in Ayurveda, your integrative health expert, and I'm here to raise awareness about Ayurveda. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you want to find out more info about Ayurveda, please visit www.enayurveda.com. This audio info is not intended to medical advice. So guys, stay tuned in and please subscribe. Hey guys, so in today's episode, I'm going to talk about the 8 branches of Ayurveda called Ashtang Ayurveda and benefits of Ayurveda. So as we know that Ayurveda is the ancient system of medicine in this world, and the meaning of Ayurveda is science of life. It is a broad system of treatment with different therapies and herbal remedies for treating different ailments. In Ayurveda, human beings are treated on the basis of their physical and mental setup, and same medicines are not recommended for different persons. Ayurveda follows the principle, one man's food is another man's poison. Ayurveda develops different branches according to need of medicinal world. It mainly uses two ways. Number one is curative and number two is preventive. Preventive measures mainly focuses on the prevention of diseases. It gives more importance to regular practices like dinacharya to prevent the diseases rather than to treat health issues. And number two is the curative methods, which deals with the treatment of diseased condition. Ayurveda is categorized into 8 different branches, and collectively it is known as Ashtang Ayurveda. Ashtang means 8 parts or limbs. So the basic mode of treatment of all these is same. So guys, I would like to quote one famous shlok here, which is from Ashtang Hridayam. It goes like this: Kaya Bala Graha Urdhvanga Shalya Damshtra Jara Vrishan Ashtayu Angani Tasyahu Chikitsa Eshu Sansthitaha, which explains the 8 branches of Ayurveda in detail. So let's see what are these 8 branches one by one. Number 1 is the Kaya Chikitsa, which is nothing but the internal medicine. Kaya means Agni, the digestive fire of the body, and the various metabolic disorders are included in this. Also, Kaya Chikitsa deals with the internal medication and external medication, where medicines are given orally and also applied locally. This is just a short glimpse which I am giving you about each branch. So number 2 is Bala Chikitsa, which is nothing but the pediatric branch, where number of diseases are explained regarding children, their treatment and disorders which prevail in child, infant, and also the causes of vitiation of breast milk, diseases caused by the vitiated milk and their treatment, then infections in children, and it also includes the methods of conception, age, gender, childhood diseases. So this is just a brief about this branch. Number 3 is the Graha Chikitsa. This mainly deals with the treatment of diseases of mind, that is the management of psychiatric diseases. In Ayurveda, they are termed as Unmad and Apasmar. So in modern science, you can correlate these diseases with depression, epilepsy, convulsions, etc. Besides this, this branch also deals with the diet chart and the yoga therapies and deep breathing exercises, mantra chikitsa, etc. are explained in detail. Number 4 is Urdhvanga Chikitsa. It is also called as Shalakya Tantra. So it mainly deals with the treatment of the upper part of the body, like your eyes, nose, throat and ears. So the diseases related to this and their treatments have been explained in this particular branch. Number 5 is Shalya Rog Chikitsa, which is nothing but surgery. So Acharya Shushruta is termed as the father of surgery, and he has explained a number of surgeries like cataract, kidney stones, piles, and even perforation of abdomens are described by Acharya Shushruta in this branch. So various surgical procedures are dealt in this branch. Number 6 is Dhamstra Chikitsa. This branch, it deals with the study and the treatment of toxins or poisons like air, water pollution, toxins in animals, minerals and vegetables, etc. So mainly deals with the toxicological part. Then comes seventh branch, which is Jara Chikitsa. So Jara means old age and it's also known as Rasayana, which means rejuvenating property, and it deals with the various diseases which are associated with aging of person. Its main aim is to achieve longevity and healthy life. It includes different aspects like longevity, memory, complexion, glow, strength of your senses. And the last, eighth branch is the Vajikaran Chikitsa. So as per Ayurveda, sexual life of a person is also very much important, and it deals with the various disorders related to your infertility problems, then your STDs and Shukra Dhatus, those are related with your the reproductive system diseases. So those all are included in this branch. So yes, so these are the 8 branches, that is, those are explained in Ayurveda. And the purpose of me explaining you all this was just to make you understand that Ayurveda is not just prevention or a preventive measure, it is more than prevention. It is more of curative even. I want to emphasize on this point because there is a myth which is prevailing that Ayurveda is just related to prevention. Yes, it is. But along with prevention, Ayurveda also speaks about curative methods or curative measures, because it talks about surgeries, it talks about therapies, it talks about internal and external medications, it talks about various Panchakarma procedures and pranayam, yoga, exercises and much more. So I just want to tell you guys that Ayurveda is much more than that of just being preventive measure. It is also equally important to know that it is more of curative even. So I have explained you the branches of Ayurveda, and also I would like to give you one example to understand its depth. Like, for example, I have told you regarding the Shalakya Tantra branch, which is nothing but ENT, the diseases related to your eyes, ears, nose, throat. So in that, I would like to tell you that Acharyas have explained, if I'm not wrong, there are 96 number of just eye diseases explained by the Acharyas. Now you understand this, eye disorders, only 96, they have explained, only the eye diseases have been explained as 96. So you can understand the depth of this science. It's, if you are just focusing on eye, they have explained a number of diseases. So similarly, there are various disorders explained along with its treatment. So this was all about the branches of Ayurveda in brief. And now I'll be dealing with the benefits of Ayurveda too. So I'll just give you a short glimpse of benefits of Ayurveda and why you should opt for Ayurveda. Because Ayurveda gives you an overall positive result, and it detoxifies your body, it removes the toxins from your body, it also removes the excessive fat from your tissues. Overall, it has a very positive effect on your body. It is useful for self-care, and Ayurveda explains lifestyles which one should follow to attain health. Ayurveda acts as a stress burster. Yoga and Ayurveda are interlinked with each other in Vedic knowledge, and this Vedic knowledge was designed to show the inner workings of the universe in relation to our consciousness. So Ayurveda helps to detoxify your body It also helps in skin purification and toning. It regulates your blood circulation, it reduces the cholesterol, and it has very less side effects, and it's affordable and have long-term results. It treats the root cause of the disease, it reboots your organs, also it rejuvenates your body, it improves your overall health including your sexual health. And the Panchakarma therapies, which if they are carried out in a proper way, they are very useful and highly effective. But here my advice is, please do not carry on, or please do not do any of the Panchakarma procedures without any consultation of a qualified Ayurvedic doctor. Please do consult your Ayurvedic doctor and then only carry out your Panchakarma therapies to gain maximum benefit out of it. So this is my advice to you. So that's all for today's episode. Thank you guys for listening me. Stay fit, stay healthy, keep practicing, keep learning Ayurveda, and give it a stretch and subscribe now. If you have any queries, you can just let me know. You can email me, you can call me, you can visit our website, and also do keep a check on our Instagram feed, on our website, or do go and check our profile on Instagram, and do keep following. Stay fit, take care, bye-bye, have a nice day. Thank you for listening.